This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands marched through the wind and rain on Saturday in Glasgow, Scotland, as part of worldwide protests. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In Glasgow, demonstrators carried banners reading "Capitalism is killing the planet" and blamed companies for the crisis. Protester Ellie Forgan said climate change is not just about global warming.
It's about climate, it's about mass movement of people, it's about what languages people are able to speak, it's about extraction, it's about violence against the earth.
In the UK capital, London, Katia Ramirez was among those taken to the streets.
I think it's been a lot of talking about changes needed and this and that, but nothing happens, so I think we're just fed up.
In Brussels, activists from Extinction Rebellion blocked a main street. A giant red earth was rolled through South Korea's capital, symbolising the burning planet. Campaigners and pressure groups say they've been underwhelmed by the commitments so far, many of which are voluntary, exclude the biggest polluters, or set deadlines decades away.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. A massive tow truck worked Saturday to remove the remains of a burned-out oil tanker that exploded in a giant fireball overnight, killing at least 98 people near the capital of Sierra Leone. The blast severely injured dozens of others after large crowds gathered to collect leaking fuel, officials and witnesses said. The explosion took place late Friday when the tanker collided with another truck as it was pulling into a gas station near a busy intersection in Wellington, just east of the capital of Freetown. After the crash between the two vehicles, crowds gathered to collect the fuel from the tanker when it suddenly exploded. The explosion